All right, welcome back. It's time for us to talk entertainment. And I'm joined here now by someone who's a very good friend of mine and sent people to my house to find out the color I was wearing so that he can do better than me. It's all right. Stan Nza is here with us. How are you doing?
Very well. How are you?
Happy New Year.
How are you saying?
How are you doing? You're doing very well. I don't need to ask that. I mean, social media makes it very easy for us to sort of see, you know. Are you? And every time I see you, whether it's in person or on social media, it's this same look on your face. Mm. You almost always look very happy. What drives that?
Happiness is, you have to decide to be happy. You know, like I always tell people, you cannot determine what life gives you as such, but you can determine how you react to what life's offer you, what life offers you. Whether it's how people react to you, what people do to you, jobs you get, you know, opportunities you get. I mean, you can always decide how you want to go through those opportunities and make the best out of it.
Yeah.
They give you food for said, they don't give you. Be happy.
And Hollywood is treating you well?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Are you surprised or what's the other word now? Content enough where you are?
I'm not surprised, but of course, for every step, you know that this is something you've always believed for. You know how you're not sure when it's going to happen. We all come into the industry and we're saying, in 2 years' time, 3 years' time, even at this job I could do, it will blow me. And I've sort of done films I thought, okay, it might be this one. And it comes out, nobody's even talking about it. And you are hoping that you'll get an award from it. Nobody even asks you whether you do film. And you're thinking. And some other ones you didn't really look at will be so great. And then it comes out and it's a boom. So it's been a journey of you know, being hopeful every step of the way. Every job is important. Every project is important. Yeah. This project is as important as the last one because it's all cumulative to make the brand stand. Yeah.
I know you went to Unizik,
yes,
I believe. Yes. Was that where this started for you, or was it before that or after that?
Yes, yeah, so prior to Unizik, I just got out from school. I knew I wanted to act. But you know how I wasn't sure it's something you could do professionally when you say, I'd be an actor. Do people really make money from it? So the people I used to see on it, they're just like, maybe they're just having fun. I didn't think it was something I would be able to do and do professionally. But the urge was strong. I entered school and I joined a theater group, Champions Theater.
Did you study theater?
No.
Okay.
I studied computer science.
Oh, interesting.
You know, so I joined the theater group. We were always ministered on Sundays, then we'd go for performances. So it sort of helped my craft. It gave me the confidence I needed because sometimes you come into the industry, you're not sure how powerful or how strong an artist you are. So there's no training ground. So it sort of served as a training ground for me.
Yeah.
After every performance, I just have people come up to me and say, guy, you the actor. You saw me do this thing. And I'm okay, maybe
there's something here.
There's something here. And that's how it started. I took him for auditions. Initially,
did you live in Lagos at the time?
Yes, but I was studying in Oka. So it was hard to do projects in Lagos. So I will always go to school when there's a long vacation or something, I'll come for auditions. But then you know how it works then. If you're not the star, nobody's telling you when they're starting a project.
Exactly.
You have audition.
So be
we are going to use you. And then I'm in school someday. Somebody, a PM calls me in the evening. You are on set tomorrow. I say, which set? How do I do it? So I lost a lot of jobs until I was on my industrial training, 2009.
That was when you got your first role?
Yes.
What movie was that?
It was a small TV. It was a private sector. It was a small role.
Okay.
I was brought out to the lead character. I think I had about 3 scenes. And those 3 scenes are those scenes that if you're not really watching the TV very well,
you will not see. So it's literally waka pass.
Sometimes it doesn't sit down pass.
Sit down.
You go deep, camera go pass you. You know, but it was good. It was a good opportunity.
Okay, so I mean, so from 2009, the journey started.
Absolutely.
When do you feel like, you know, you decided to, okay, this is actually what I'm going to do? Was it as soon as you left school?
So before I left school, I already knew.
Okay.
So once as soon as I started getting jobs, I just knew that this was what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. And because of the recommendations I was having and how fulfilling it made me feel, I just knew I wanted to do it. I didn't know how it was going to happen. I didn't know where the next job, because, you know, the acting industry, the entertainment industry in general is a place you have to have faith.
Yeah. What was the hardest part of breaking in? Because getting your first role is one thing. Mm. Breaking in is a whole other conversation. Was it harder than you thought?
Absolutely. I think it was because I was, in my head, I'm quite talented. I do guy with a good voice, good looks, 1-2 jobs, people will start using you. It didn't happen like that. I had dry times, dry moments. I had years where nobody was saying anything. You have, somebody saw me on set one day. think it was 2015. And at this time, I was already shooting. And he said, ah, guy, what did you do? You did, I say, you did suffer.
Hey,
you know, I mean, I try package. You know how, but you know how sometimes you cannot tell you're attending, you do like 200 auditions every in a year, and you probably do like 3 or 4 of those jobs, and the cycle just continues. So, but 2015, I'd like to say it was like my defining year, because that was the year I made my first film as a producer.
Okay.
Those roles that people were not giving me, I said, okay, let me even try and give myself and see if other people will see this thing I see.
Yeah.
And it wasn't bad drop at the time. And then did some really juicy roles. Did the first film that went to the Toronto International Film Festival, Just Not Married. And then people started to take me seriously.
Yeah.
No, people didn't used to see me because, there's something here. So I think that was the year it sort of just started. Yeah. The ball just kicked rolled. And
so I want to talk Rattlesnake now. Because Rattlesnake was a very emotional conversation for a lot of us. You know, we first heard about Living in Bondage. Everybody was like, don't touch it, don't touch it, don't touch it. It came out, we're like, okay, not bad. Then Rattlesnake, it was a whole other conversation. Yeah. Because, you know, that was, at the time, I mean, anybody who's around your age has an emotional connection to
Absolutely.
Rattlesnake.
Yeah.
How did you get that role, and how scared were you to take on Ahana? Because I walked into the cinema that day and I'm like, this guy better not ruin this thing for all of us.
Yes. You know? So that was my fear.
Yeah.
For Living in Bondage, I'm not going to say it was easier, but it's a sequel. The characters are characters in the former film are people
play. So they're completely new roles.
They're completely new roles. But I was playing a really iconic character, something that people have, a character that people have loved. You know, anybody that knows Nollywood knows the character Ahana. They know the guys, even though Okechukwu Igwe is no longer in the country, but they remember him from just that one film. And I'm like, okay, how do I keep this character alive, because you don't want to now ruin people's childhood memories. That was my fear.
Yeah.
But I had to, so as soon as we started, I got the role. Of course, we had to, it was during the lockdown. Judith Awudu, who was the line producer on the film, sent me a sigh, said, oh, we're casting for Rattlesnake. She called me one day, we're casting for Rattlesnake. Hush, hush, you're not allowed to tell anybody. We'll send you a sigh. Back and forth videos, because we couldn't do physical auditions until the later stages. Eventually, I got the role to call, long story short, and then I became jittery. I was freaking out. How do I keep this standard and even more?
Yeah.
And then I started rehearsing. I think Ramsey just helped me do it, because of course I was working with a director I trusted, so I knew that this guy has got my back.
Yeah.
So with him sharing the vision of the film to me, and always just saying, "Calm down, we got it, we got this."
Yeah.
Just sort of relaxed. So I think preparation helps as well. So once we stay rehearsing and stay interacting with the other actors on the project, and we stay bonding, I decided not to keep the bar at what the other actors have done before and just perform and be true to this character, Ahana, as to trying to supersede what people had done before or thinking of what they had done. Because I saw the first film and I thought it was good, but I said, this is 2020.
Yeah, you have to up it.
Yeah, we have to be better. So that's
The feedback was pretty good.
A lot of
the reviews were good. And I remember seeing it with a couple of ladies.
Yeah.
And I heard a lot of, why no bother? You know, it definitely brought a different sort of attention to
Absolutely.
You on social media, in person, to Absolutely. Your career as
yes.
a whole.
Yes.
You know, how did you handle that?
So, it's 2020. I go to my DM, it is full. It is full. But of course, it's one of the things that come with the project or good work. People appreciate your work. People appreciate you as a person and want to probably meet you in person. And so it's just increasing fan base. It's a new level for me. I'm not used to it, but something, of course, I've been preparing for. Of course, prior to Rattlesnake, I'd done really good projects that people knew about, and people have recommended me for too. I've done really good TV films that a lot of people saw, maybe not as much as the people that saw Rattlesnake, but yeah. So it's something I've constantly just prepared for, and I try to manage well. I mean, I cannot reply to everybody on social media or thank everybody that gives a compliment, but yeah, I'm connected to you guys.
So, I mean, the ladies are fawning and all of that, you know. There's a whole new fan base.
Yeah.
And then last year, boom, we saw wedding pictures.
You know.
I'm like, what is going on here? You know, it was very shocking to a lot of people. Mm. You know, that was one, I think, weekend that people were like, is this real?
Yeah, is it a movie? Is it, we're still waiting for the trailer of the
film. Was dating somebody. Mm. You know, why did you feel the need to sort of shield so much, you know, your relationship, considering the fact that you're in an industry where they say oversharing probably helps even, you know, grow the career and all of that?
So for me, I want my family. I know the last time I was on this show, I can't remember if you asked me about my relationship, but it probably a conversation that came up. I've always known that I would like my family, my private life, to be my private life.
Yeah.
You know, even though you cannot be so private, but you can control the narrative. You know, it was even going to be under the wraps until I went for my honeymoon. Ah, but my wife is like, can we just post a picture? So they will not think I'm marrying somebody's husband or we are marrying you, you know, or that the people will not post one picture where we are not looking our best. You know, let us control the narrative. And which is why I made a post just before.
Yeah.
I think it was the day before I went to the altar.
How long were you guys together for?
3.5 years.
3.5 years? You kept that under wraps. People in the industry did not know. They did not catch you on set.
People that are close to us. Yeah. People that are really close to us. And some people said, I thought you were just friends. Because, of course, it's Nollywood now. You don't want to overshow emotions outside. So we decided to keep some things to ourselves. And I think it kind of worked, you know. And even till now, I don't want to be a social media, you know, husband. I want to, even though you're going to show some things, because, of course, you have people in your life. Yeah. She has fans. I have fans. But it's something I like. I want my marriage to work.
Yeah.
And I want it to work for me. So God is my guardian. I don't know what other people don't do. I mean, a couple of days to my marriage, I left social media. A lot of news on Instagram. Person, this one, they're fighting wife, this one, they're fighting husband. I was literally palpitating. Like,
am I ready for this?
Am I ready for this? You know, what are people doing? And I always tell my wife, these are people that felt they were really in love. Some people say we did it 7 years, we couldn't live 1 year together. And I didn't understand it. So you know what? I just switched to my God energy. If God was the person that created, if God is the creator of marriage, he knows marriage. So I'm relying on him to teach me. And that's basically the energy I've switched
to. Yeah. So, I mean, you married her. She's in the industry as well. You know, and they always say, you know, actors, it takes a lot to marry someone in entertainment because your lives are so all over the place. You can be away on set for a month without seeing your family and all of that. Mm-hmm. So was it important for you to marry someone in the industry who understands, you know, what you do? Or did it just happen?
No, very important. I've always said it that I was going to marry somebody in the entertainment industry. I wasn't sure if it was music, radio, film, but I knew there was somebody around my circle because it's important because it's a very delicate industry. You need someone that really understands.
Yeah.
You know, when you're out late, when she's out late, I know, and it's not an issue.
Yeah.
It's the nature of the job. So it's I know that it probably will also happen with someone outside the industry, but it's easier. And it's not a struggle to say, oh, I'm back by 1 a.m. and you're wondering, is there lipstick on here? No. It's the job. So it was very important to me.
So did you guys meet on set?
Of course. We've done films together.
When you guys met?
So she's the one that reminds me when we met. So we met at a film festival once. It was for Just Not Married, 2016.
Okay.
And it was just she said that she even hated me. Said this girl with big lips, you don't even greet me well, you know. So she was bare again, like, what's all this one, you know? So I greeted her like every other person would. But we met, of course, I remember that day. It was my birthday, I think it was 2016 or 2017. We met, I went to sell the film to a platform, and then she was there, and one of the aggregators was like, this guy too, they make films, you are producer. I'm like, they call the whiner, madam, give us role now. That's how we bonded. Finally, I now met her, we was filming in her estate. I met her, she was passing, she went to give her wig to a salon in the estate for them to straighten, she was going to go, and she was not in her best, you know how those days where you never even bath, you never, when she saw this, she said, what's this boy doing here? And as I saw her, I was like, my friend, where's your house? There? Well, I'm coming for breakfast. That's it.
Chai.
I didn't even have the breakfast that day, I think because I was filming, so she now brought the breakfast to set. And I had it with a couple of my friends and, of course, the crew guys. Voila.
Uh-huh.
4 years down
the line. So was it the breakfast that day?
Anyway, breakfast, all that things and ingredients and, you know.
Mede. Were you worried, though? Because, I mean, you had just at least before you got married, mm-hmm. you know, you had Don Rattlesnake, mm-hmm. you had become this sort of symbol for mm-hmm. a lot of people, mm-hmm. and women especially, you know, mm-hmm. for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And they always say, our marriage might alienate these people. Did you think about, maybe I should hold on a bit? Did it ever cross your mind that this might probably affect your projectile?
No, because even before Rattlesnake, I already knew I was going to get married to her. I was going to propose February last year. No, okay, this is a new year, yeah. February 2020. And then we came back with it, because we were in Dubai at the time, and we came back with this huge quarrel. You know how company like say, you know?
Everything else worked.
So, but I knew that was the last straw. I just knew if we crossed this hurdle, I was getting married to her. So yeah. Even when Rattlesnake came, she was even already my backbone, my pillar. She went through the journey with me and making sure that at least we prayed about the role, we got it. Yeah. So then she was even going to fight. Say, if I fight this man, I will even scatter away to the spirits they do, you know? Yeah, so I just knew. So whether we did Rattlesnake or not, it wasn't going to change anything.
Awesome. Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
It's very great news. And I mean, it's also a bold step for anybody, whether you're in entertainment or not. But away from that now, I know you are very, very, even on this interview now, you talk a lot about God. And it's something you're very particular about your faith, your Christianity, and all of that. A lot of people always struggle to reconcile, you know, when you are very heavily faith-based and you're an actor and they see you do certain scenes or, you know, do certain things in movies, you know. Do you often struggle with that? Is this something that crosses your mind about how you're able to balance, you know, your strong faith in God and, you know, being an actor that can take on any role?
So for me, it's there's a strong balance. The reason I'm in this industry is God has put me here, you know, so I'm not going to forget where I'm coming from and just do anything. I'm an actor, however, and I will deliver every role I'm given to the best of my knowledge. I also will have the conversations with some directors, depending on the sort of roles I get. If I feel like at this point, I'm not in the right frame to bring this character to life and it doesn't do anything for the audience that's going to be watching it, I wouldn't go on the project. So yeah. I'm very particular about the projects I take on. At a point, it used to be just, let's just be acting.
Yeah.
Let's just make money. But now I've heard people say, Stan, if you're on it, I will watch it. So I'm very mindful of the kind of content I'm releasing and giving to people, which is why I started producing. So I just floated a new company, Love Story Studios.
Congratulations.
And what we tell are love stories. You know, love stories both from the God angle or the human. I mean, the gospel some people will ever read, the Bible some people will ever read, it's your life.
Yeah.
It's my life, you know. So, and he said that you do to the least of your brother, you have done to me. So it's a vertical relationship. It's a vertical and horizontal relationship. Yeah. As we look up to God, we look up to man too and relate with men. You know, so
awesome.
It obviously has affected the kind of roles I take and how I would bring some roles to life.
Yeah, but you're confident enough to stick with your...
Exactly.
Awesome stuff, man. 2022, it's a brand new year. Anything we should be expecting from you?
So I'm working on a couple of things. So from my new studio, we're working on a few. My probably will not be able to talk about it right now, but a couple of things that we're developing.
Will it be out this year?
Yes, this year. So I'm very particular about material and storytelling. You know, I know that Nigeria probably doesn't have the, Nollywood doesn't have the budget to blow a skyscraper or blow cars. And I feel like the strength of every movie, of our movies, is in our stories. So I'm investing more in, you know, script writing, developing the script and making sure it's worthy of, you know, the screen. And that's the stage we are on now. We will get into production really soon and hopefully, before the end of the year.
Congratulations, man, on everything. This is only the beginning for you, hopefully.
Thank you.
We hope to see a lot more of you.
Plenty more.
Winning plenty awards.
Please,
we are making plenty money.
You know.
All the best, man. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
We'll take another break and be right back. Please stay with us.